relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Today we give thanks for this magnificent country and we proudly come together as one nation under God.
Yes, we do every day as we have since our glorious revolution. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, the host of the newest national radio show, Coast to Coast, and an angry man. I'm an angry man because of what is going on in Washington, D.C., what went on yesterday, what is going on today. We have one question to ask you, America.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
That's what the Democrats think of you. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever your job, whatever your background, whatever your economic status, you can't handle the truth. Yesterday, we were witness to an absolute cavalcade, a circus of liars and people who have no respect for the principles, not just of our republic, but for the principles of everything that is good and wholesome. We had sitting senators with absolutely no evidence call a cabinet member of the 45th president of the United States a liar on national television. We had people who did the politics of personal political assassination live on C-SPAN with Attorney General William Barr. This is a party out of control. And I just want to juxtapose two things for you, my dear friends. We now know enough of the facts. The last administration of President Obama authorized a politically motivated spying operation, spying espionage, surveillance, you choose whatever synonym you wish because it's all the same. There was no crime committed. There was no collaboration, no conspiracy between Moscow, the Russian government, and the Trump campaign. Yet, members of the Trump campaign were spied upon illegally. With what justification? With information that in all likelihood, as the Attorney General informed us yesterday, was a Russian information operation. Information gathered by a former intelligence agent, Christopher Steele, who admitted in a British court to hating Donald Trump the man. He was paid more than $12 million by Hillary Clinton's campaign, by the law offices of Perkins Coie that worked for Hillary, and the Democrat National Committee. To do what? To sully the reputation of candidate Trump. That opposition research was used in Operation Crossfire Hurricane and midterm exam to insert human intelligence assets into the Trump campaign and to surveil its members. And I mean members more than one. This isn't just about Carter Page. As I wrote in the American Interest this week, and it is on sebgorka.com, a former chief of station with the CIA informed me that the Trump administration, we working in the White House, were being spied upon by elements of the intelligence community as leftovers of Crossfire, Hurricane, and sundry other illegal operations. And then we have individuals such as Mazie Hirono from Hawaii say this yesterday. Play cut one.
But when we read the report, we knew Robert Mueller's concerns were valid and that your version of events was false. You used every advantage of your office to create the impression that the president was cleared of misconduct. You selectively quoted fragments from the special counsel's report, taking some of the most important statements out of context and ignoring the rest. You put the power and authority of the Office of the Attorney General and the Department of Justice behind a public relations effort to help Donald Trump protect himself. Finally, you lied to Congress. You told Representative Charlie Crist that you didn't know what objections Mueller's team might have to your March 24th so-called summary. You told Senator Chris Van Hollen that you didn't know if Bob Mueller supported your conclusions, but you knew you lied. And now we know.
No, Mazie Hirono, you lied in that audio cut. Even the Washington Post had to admit it in paragraph 19 that after that pathetic letter from that whiny little girl, as the attorney general said, he thought to Bob, Bob, why are you sending me a letter? We work in the same building. Give me a call. Walk into my office. He was a preening prima donna. But in the phone call after the letter was delivered to AG Barr's office, the attorney general asked Robert Mueller, do you have any problems with the way I characterized the Mueller report in my summary? And Robert Mueller had to reply, no, none, zero, no reservations. He was complaining about how the media was representing him. Mazie Hirono, you are a liar. We should be investigating what happened during a political campaign to use the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA to spy on the other party and its candidate. Not only that, it isn't over. With individuals, banks, companies being subpoenaed as we talk to divulge all kinds of private information, banking data on the president, his family, people who did business with him. This is political persecution, not harassment, politically motivated persecution. And this is what they are doing, not in Venezuela, but here in America. And it has to stop. On this day of prayer, I am grateful for one thing. Not only that Donald Trump is president, but that William Barr is the Attorney General. Much more on all of these issues, but first I have to thank you already. You have donated enough money to send 6 children to the Angel Tree Camp for children whose parents are in prison. I have a target for you, dear friends. I want to send at least 130 at-risk children to the Angel Tree Camp. That's my goal. Will you help me? It takes just $200 for a week in a peaceful, Christ-centered summer camp for a child whose parent is in prison. Let's listen to Kerry, a child whose heart was changed by the experience at the Angel Tree Camp.
I was really angry my first couple years, just because I didn't feel love at home, and I was hearing all these things that I didn't even know what they were. I didn't know who God was or who Jesus was. Generally, when I heard, like, God or Jesus, it was when somebody in my family was using their name in vain. I don't know, every time I came to camp, I just engaged more, and I finally started to let go of that anger and that hurt.
Wow. The only time that Kerry heard our Lord's name was as a cuss, as an insult, in anger. And that all changed when Kerry went to the Angel Tree Camp. Make it possible for other children, please. Write this number down, 888-206-2794. That number, 888-206-2794. It doesn't have to be $200. We'll pool resources. Any donation makes a difference. It's even easier at my website, sebgorka.com, the Angel Tree Camp banner. sebgorka.com, Angel Tree Camp. Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at Frontsight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his Frontsight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with Frontsight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. See you at Frontsight.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A+ with the BBB. Call now 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I love our regular guests. The ones that are in studio are the best. Top of the heap, Matthew Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. What shall we talk about, Matt?
There's so much going on right now.
We can talk about fried chicken, rubber chickens.
They brought in some fried chicken. The Democrats brought in some KFC this morning.
Because they're serious politicians.
Yeah,
they're serious.
Total joke.
Let's start with this. As Mr. Breitbart, how many times have you been caught 2 days in a row running anti-Semitic cartoons at Breitbart?
Zero.
What? Ever?
Never.
Zero?
Never once. But the New York Times just got caught printing anti-Semitic cartoons
the paper of record?
Right.
The gray lady?
And so as a result, they had to retract one of them. The other one they're arguing isn't anti-Semitic, even though it is. But ultimately, the Times has launched a massive internal investigation into what happened internally. Earlier today, apparently the publisher of the New York Times, A.G. Salzberger, was confronted by investors at their annual investor relations meeting. And the
What happened? I need to know what happened at the meeting.
The investors, many of whom are conservative Jewish leaders, asked him to make the findings of the Times' internal investigation into how this happened public. By the way, they're blaming a single editor who they refuse to name.
How is it possible we don't know who the editor is who okayed?
Because they're engaged in a mass cover-up. The publisher of the New York Times, every single member of their editorial leadership is engaged in covering up the publication of anti-Semitic content that mirrors Nazi propaganda that was published by Adolf Hitler's regime in 1940. To smear Winston Churchill.
Right.
Literally, if you compare the two cartoons, they're nearly identical. Meanwhile, the cartoonist is out there blaming the Jewish media machine, right, is what he's blaming.
Seriously?
Yeah. So actually in an interview with CNN, and CNN actually has been forced to do a giant story looking into what happened at the New York Times. And again, their entire editorial leadership is covered. At this stage, I really hope they don't even name the editor, because what it does is, it would be good for the Times to name the editor.
Yes.
And it would help them get past this and lay out the steps that they're doing. By covering it up, by engaging in the behavior that they're engaging in, that Sulzberger is doing right now, what they are demonstrating to the world is that they are what we've always said they are.
But
they're
listen,
proving to everybody that they are the fake news industrial complex.
But Matt, I feel like writing a modern history novella right now entitled The Land of No Consequences, because there never are consequences.
Right.
It doesn't matter how
unless
much they
you're
lie.
A right winger, unless you're a right. conservative, then right. there's consequences for you. But that's the difference in this world, is that leftists operate without consequences. And the New York Times is a bunch of leftists. They're not down the middle people as much as they like to claim they are. And they've been able to, again, publish blatantly anti-Semitic content that mirrors Nazi propaganda and get away with it. And
right.
I think it's important to note that their entire editorial leadership, including the publisher A.G. Sulzberger of the New York Times, is involved in the cover-up right now.
This is the same Sulzberger that after the 2016 election, remember, wrote a letter, public letter, where he said, I guess we got that one wrong. I guess we were a little blinkered and biased, and we need to open up a bit and hire some conservatives.
Which never happened.
Well, they hired Brett Stevens, who was a never Trumper. Right, he's a never Trumper.
Vitriolic anti-Trumper.
Right. And that's who they had right there response to this whole thing, too.
Brett Stevens.
So it's a total joke. And that they have zero credibility. This is a dark stain on the Gray Lady's history, and they will continue to lose more and more credibility as this develops.
Speaking of people who have very little credibility, let's talk about Hillary Clinton for a moment, who gave her first television interview, I do believe, this year to Rachel Maddow last night. She has a very, very unusual interpretation of who lives rent-free in the president's cranial cavity. Let's listen to Cut 13.
I mean, I'm living rent-free inside of Donald Trump's brain, and it's not a very nice place to be, I can tell you that. So I don't know what they're talking about. Yeah. I've been investigated repeatedly by the other side, and much to their dismay, but to my, you know, satisfaction, it's been for naught. I testified for 11 hours in the Benghazi hearing after, what, seven committees said there was nothing there. This is a diversion attack. Look, it is very sad to me that the lies that were told about me, the accusations that were made about me, have unfortunately had some residue.
Now, let's just stop for a second. If you're the one who brings up Donald Trump, then who's living rent-free in your head?
I think we need to fact check Hillary Clinton here.
Oh, let's have a Matt Boyle fact check.
Yeah, fact check. No, you do not live rent free in Donald Trump's head. It's the other way around. So,
if she did, he'd be charging her a very high rent. You know that.
And by
right?
the way, not just Hillary Clinton, but the entire media left Democrat complex, et cetera. Donald Trump lives in all of their heads rent free. They still haven't gotten over the 2016 election. That's what we're seeing play out right now with this whole Russia thing, right?
I heard one data point yesterday. It was either the Post or the New York Times. 1,800 articles on Russian collusion. 1,800.
Yeah.
Who's living in whose head rent-free?
I know, exactly. And it, by the way, it's all baloney. It's all fake. All of it's fake. And they keep doing this because they still haven't gotten over the fact that Donald Trump legitimately won the 2016 presidential election. By the way, he smoked her. I mean, 306 electoral votes. She couldn't even win 20 states. We have 50 states
right,
in this union
right.
and the District of Columbia. She only won 19 and
well,
a half.
There's a certain map in our green room that shows the color-coded victories in terms of counties, and it's a delightful map to behold. One last audio cut from the woman who failed to be elected president and who never will be president. She got a little bit snitty last night when a certain senator was mentioned. Let's go to cut 14.
Senator Graham opening up today's hearing, suggesting that you're the one that he really wants to go
after.
And
that's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. You know, they know better. But this is part of their whole technique to divert attention from what the real story is. The real story is the Russians interfered in our election and Trump committed obstruction of justice. That's the real story.
Why do you think she reacted so badly to the question of being investigated? Matt.
Because of the fact that there's definitely something there with regard to, look, we know that with all the Fusion GPS and the payments, Christopher Steele and the dossier was all Perkins Coie, right? Like all the law firm and everything. If the Clinton campaign cooked this whole thing up, then the Obama administration misused the power of government. And the deep state operatives throughout the FBI and the Department of Justice abused their power to target President Trump. That's why she's doing it. That's why she's freaking out about it.
Yes, indeed. And if you pay close attention to what Attorney General Barr said yesterday, the investigations, they're a coming, Hillary. We are talking to Matthew Boyle. He is in charge of all matters political in Washington, D.C. for Breitbart. And please go to Twitter right now and tag him because we've got to get him back on the battlefield at mboyle1. M. Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E, 1. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More with Matt in a moment.
Every
everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Hi, it's Sebastian Gorka here. You all know how much I love my pillow. Now Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world, in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean meet to create the best weather conditions for the growing of cotton. Mike Lindell guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own Giza sheets by calling 800-829-8468 and use the promo code Gorka to get 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468.
If you are a timeshare owner, please listen to this message. I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, you probably want to get out of it as smoothly and rapidly as possible. Put this on your spring clean to-do list. Give us a call and let us do for you what we have done for over 8,000 others across the country. Our process is legal, ethical, and best of all, it's done quickly. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 99% success rate. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by living under the burden and expense of your unwanted timeshare. Start your spring cleaning today by giving us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Does our Lord and Maker listen to America First? You know, he might. Because what did I say? Are we living in a land of no consequences? Just as those words float out of my mouth, I see the news. The mayor of Baltimore. Bye-bye! She's resigned. Corrupt Nick to the core. Seems as if there might be some consequences. So, not only that, a report from... New York Times, but hey.
Now we have a report that the FBI sent an asset disguised as another individual to set up the original meeting with Papadopoulos. This is a sting operation. This is getting deeper and deeper. Not just some Australian diplomat in a bar. The Obama administration was doing a deliberate attempt to undermine the Trump campaign. Let's get back to our discussion of actual politics today. We had the declaration of Biden in his first event in Pittsburgh. Not a very impressive rally, was it, Matt Boyle?
No, it was about 600 people, most of whom were wearing $700 suits. We saw a number of reports from there. It was the union bosses who went to Biden's rally. It was not the union workers. So the American workers don't stand with Joe Biden. They stand with Donald Trump or they stand with Bernie Sanders. In fact, Bernie Sanders.
So who are you more worried about, Bernie or Biden?
If I'm a Trump supporter, and I am, and I want President Trump to win re-election, and I do, I'm
hang on,
more
hang on.
Worried
are you a
about,
journalist who just admitted his political stance?
Yes. I'm a believer in that journalists should be open and honest about what it is that
wouldn't
they believe.
Wouldn't it be great if the New York Times did that?
Yes, it would. It would be great if they all do. But
we are raving Democrats. Right. We admit it.
But what I think is, I think Bernie's more of a threat to President Trump.
Why?
In the general election because of the fact that the base is with Bernie, the base of the Democrat Party, the kids, young people, the base of their party, the working class will vote for Bernie. And Bernie can draw a clearer contrast with Trump than Biden can. Biden has significant corruption issues in his background. And again, if you look at the two different candidates and their trips to Pittsburgh, right? So Biden went there earlier this week to do his first public rally.
Right.
And then Bernie was there a couple weeks ago in Pittsburgh. Bernie had 4,500 people at his rally in Pittsburgh.
Biden had a handful.
Biden had less than 600. So the difference is that Bernie would run a very populist-focused campaign. It would be a battle between the populists. Now, I still think President Trump would beat Bernie. But it would be a tighter race. It would be a different kind of race than it would be against a Biden or a Kamala.
So Biden would just
characters.
Be Hillary in a suit, right?
That it would be Hillary 2.0. Yeah.
Okay. So if that's not a real threat, and Bernie is the left wing populist threat, he doesn't stand a chance, though, does he? Because the DNC is going to destroy him again.
They're already doing it. So the Democrats are already working on trying to take down Bernie Sanders. There's a full-scale, sophisticated effort on the Democrat side, on the establishment side. It's led by David Brock, who founded Media Matters, right? Like, and so he ran their campaign against him last time, and he's going to do it again this time. And so they're engaged in a full-scale effort from the Democrat side of the aisle to try to take out Bernie. And look, there's some by the way, that Bernie he's been right on in the past, right? I mean, I think he's right on some of the whole ending the farm wars stuff. I think he's right on some other issues. But the fact of the matter is that the general vision that Bernie Sanders lays out, I think he's wrong about with regard to socialism and so on and so forth.
Well, not only that, what about his internal inconsistency? You're right. A socialist who's got three houses and a fourth rental house.
Right, exactly. But again, that line of attack, it's going to work to an extent, but it's not going to be as effective as going after Biden with regard to the Ukraine and China corruption and Hunter Biden, right? Like, so the easier candidate for Trump to run against, even though the polls right now may show differently, and the polls are just wrong all the time, right? Like, you can kind of glean certain things from polls, right? But the even though the polls show differently right now, the easier candidate for Trump would be Biden.
Well, we shall see. Don't forget those super delegates, dirty tricks galore on the DNC side. We have been talking to Matthew Boyle. He is at Twitter in kind of stasis, just floating out there in Twitter space at mboyle1. But tag him. Let's get him active again. But in the meantime, Breitbart.com. Read all of Alex Marlowe's team. Amazing authors. Great coverage. Francis Martel, Joel Pollack, all the rest of the team, John Nolte, Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next. The board is full, but as soon as somebody drops, call us 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. In the meantime, dear friends, if any of you out there struggle daily with some kind of recurrent pain from anything, whether it's just normal activity, hiking, walking downstairs, doesn't matter. Can I suggest something to you? Do what I did.
I tried this product called Relief Factor. It comes from Pete and Seth Talbot, who took ancient, completely natural remedies and combined them. Resveratrol, curcumin, omega fish oils. And they created this additive, this supplement. You take it once in the morning, once at night, and it attacks inflammation and pain at the source. I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. I started taking Relief Factor, gone within 2 weeks. The 3-week quick starter pack is $19.95. It's a bargain, less than $20. If you have this issue anywhere, shoulder pain, knee pain, go to relieffactor.com now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. Try it and you won't regret it. There are testimonials from across the country, tens of thousands of users using Relief Factor every day. And there's a reason why Dennis Prager, myself, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, we all swear by this product because it works. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest-rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Okay, Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I love that song. Is it a song? Who doesn't have words? I guess it is. I'm being pedantic, sorry. It's my Benedictine and then what is that adjective? Jesuitical training. 13 years I had with the Benedictines and then college with the Jesuits, and I survived barely.
It's Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, with a message from the good guys, Dan Weber and AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They're fighting for you every day. Unlike AARP, they're the black hats. They're on the side of crazies like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, people who want to nationalize your health care, who really believe in things like the Green New Scam. Don't give your money to the AARP. They're not on America's side. Join AMAC. They'll fight for your values if you're a conservative, and they'll stand up for them in the swamp. You'll get all the benefits, but you'll be part of the winning team. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or you can call, write this down, 855-624-4824. 855-624-4824. More than 1.7 million Americans have already joined. You should be one of them. The stakes have never been higher. Join the winning team. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I tell you, I'm trying to, you know, relax at night, unwind, and what do I get? I get constant emails. I get constant texts from my engineer. Another name for the Democrats. I tell you, we planted a seed in Leroy's head, and it is growing like a bamboo shoot. I'm going to read to you in a moment all the names he sent me in the last 24 hours. But we have a caller on the line who's got a name for what we call the Democrats. But then I'm going to shut it down. Okay, guys, let's take a break. We'll return to this question because we've got to talk about Barr and the lunacy and the liars on Capitol Hill. The lunatic liars. I like that. Line one, Pat in California. What is your recommendation for the label we should deploy?
Oh, I think you're going to love it, Dr. G. And once I give it to you, I'd love to have you say it in your very deep baritone, low voice, and make it evil, because that's what they are.
I'll give it a try, but Pat, it better be good, Pat. It better be good.
Okay. Demic plagators.
Sorry?
The plague, like the Black Plague that killed over 25 million people, they are demic plagators.
Demi-plagators.
Demic plagators. Demic. Like epidemic Black Plagues. Demic plagators.
It sounds like some kind of lost dinosaur missing a link. The demic plagator of the Pleistocene era. Demic plagators. You know, I'm going to have to ruminate on that one, because even me, and I don't have fake veneers like Biden, I'm having trouble pronouncing that one. Demic plagators. Thank you, Pat. Anything else you'd like to share with us here on America First?
Yes, I do. I just pray that G. Barr absolutely goes after the true criminals of this country, Hillary and Comey and Obama, who has completely made this country a complete wreck for the last 2.5 years. And that's where justice needs to come. It needs to come to where they are going to be prosecuted and dealt with. So as President Trump had said, this will never, ever happen again to any president, Democrat or Republican.
I've got to get to some other callers, but quick question, yes or no. After his performance on Capitol Hill yesterday, yes or no, Pat, do you have confidence in the new AG?
Oh, you better believe I do.
Good. So do I. Thank you, Pat. Thanks for your contribution. Let's go to line two. Jeff in Houston, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I'm kind of cynical here. Are we ready to go all the way here? What's the mid game? What's the end game? How do we pick up the middle ground and somehow explain to them about the circuitous route? They don't know what a FISA court is. They're going to have to be on board if this is really going to go all the way, because we're probably going to have some sort of a peaceful purge in the FBI. I have no idea how all these guys got in there. Did they recruit them out of colleges?
Yeah, careful, Jeff. Careful, Jeff. There's thousands and thousands of agents, intel analysts, and SOSs in the FBI. We aren't. Look, this isn't the street. This isn't the pavement pounders. These are mostly the lawyers who were appointed as political appointees and then burrowed in. So I'll tell you how you do this. If I'm the Attorney General, or if I'm the president, I actually told this to dear old Mike Flynn way back when, at the beginning of the administration. You don't need to purge everybody, okay? We're not Stalinists.
No.
But you find the most egregious
examples of corruption where there's no question it's a slam dunk, you prosecute them to the utter limit of the law, and you have some very, just a handful of very, very public cases. People get perp walk out of the building, and you do half a dozen of those in each department across the U.S. government, and guess what happens? You change culture very, very quickly.
Well, we're not going to have show trials, I realize, either, but there's going to be a lot of people on the docks if this goes all the way. I mean,
you don't need a lot. You don't need a lot. If you do half a dozen people at DOJ, if you do half a dozen people at the CIA, half a dozen people at the IRS, people start to behave differently. If those are slam dunk cases of utter corruption, abuse of power, then you start to change the culture. But great question, Jeff. Let's get one more call in quickly in this segment. Line 3, Karen from Michigan, welcome aboard.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I'm on. Thank you.
You've only got a minute, Karen. You've got to get straight to the point.
Okay. This is about Maisie from Hawaii there.
Right.
I called because I thought she was a disgrace to our country yesterday when she, her conduct against A.G. Barr, her smearing, her malicious attitude, you know, and she should take some of her own dang advice and quit, retire, because she does not belong in our country. She does not.
I am in full concurrence that she doesn't belong on Capitol Hill. We've had callers from Hawaii before. We've had callers from Ireland. We've had callers from Brazil. I want callers from Hawaii today again. You tell me about what her performance, Maisie Hirono, one of your senators from Hawaii, what that left you thinking yesterday. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Let your voice be heard here on America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka.
This is definitely not CNN.
Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his FrontSight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/Gorka. See you at FrontSight.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional?
Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You won't feel any pressure like Billy Joel if you have a MyPillow on your head at night, especially if you get the discount that My Name guarantees. Don't forget the Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets as well. Go to MyPillow.com or write this number down, 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. I sleep on a MyPillow, and Mike Lindell guarantees the Giza Dream sheets are the finest sheets you will ever sleep on. But you got to use my name, Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, at checkout. Ask and ye shall receive. We asked for callers from Hawaii, and a nanosecond later, if it's true what it says on my call board, line 5, Michael, are you truly in Hawaii?
Aloha, bro. How's it?
Aloha. So are you listening to America First?
Doesn't get any better.
Good man, good man. So, did you vote for Mazie Hirono? Is it your fault, Michael?
I'm a full-on Trumper. I'm hardcore. I wear the Trump hat. But
you wear the Trump hat in Hawaii? Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Okay, hang on. Let's forget about Mazie for a second. What is it like to wear a Trump MAGA hat in Hawaii?
I live on the Big Island, but I'll tell you what, it's not an issue at all.
Wow.
We're supporting. Yeah. I live in Waikoloa Village, which is a kind of a retired area with a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And people don't give me a hard time at the store or nothing. They give me the fist bump or high five or good job, brah, you know?
That is great. That is great. All right, so talk to me about Mazie.
They don't like her here. There's a lot of military people here, and she's very disrespectful to them and to the families, and the people that are voting her in are not going to do it again next time.
Wow.
There's an upwelling here going on of Republicans.
I dearly hope your prediction comes true. Hey, Michael, will you do me a favor? Yeah. Will you spread the word of America First? Don't forget the podcast on iTunes, everywhere on the Big Island. And stay on the line, because I want to send you a signed copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. So, Michael, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We'll get your address. Mr. G, we'll get your address. See, this is why it's cool to have a radio show. You learn things about your expectations and how they might be wrong. And there are cool people on Hawaii who understand who Mazie Hirono really is and who have no problem wearing the MAGA hat all over the Big Island. And that's Michael. Thanks for calling. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next hour, we will have Lord Conrad Black. Yes, Lord Black, who has just written his new book, Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other. And in our third hour, former Congressman Darrell Issa. Do not go anywhere, because you will miss some great radio. I'm Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefActor.com studios just outside D.C. Don't go anywhere.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.